searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today, he wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all.
Every day on every channel, they say nothing that is good. But, you know, the word gospel means good news, and it is good news that this is not the end of the story. Amen. And this is not what it is. This is not all there is. All there is in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what you need. That's what it gets you through. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go before the throne of grace. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We do praise you. We do give you honor and glory for this opportunity to come before your throne. We thank you, Jesus, for purchasing this opportunity. Oh, the degrading and the pounding and the tragedy that they sent you through. Amen. To purchase us back. We thank you, Lord, that you kept your word and you sent the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to teach us, to guide us, and to show us things to come. Father God, right now we're asking that you bless us with the intelligence of your wisdom in the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus. We ask that you bless the eyes of our understanding to be more enlightened, and we will better understand what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your glory, the inheritance you have in us, your saints, the great and exceeding power you've made available to them that submit and obey you. Father God, I ask that you would bless us with the knowledge of your will and continue to give us the strength and the courage to carry it out, to be fruitful in every good work approved of by you. Bless us to grow in the knowledge of you. Father God, I ask right now that you bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer, to write upon the hearts of your people and even my own. We want it to be all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. I feel my help already. Hallelujah. You know, it's interesting preaching on the radio. It's different than when you're preaching in front of people. You see people. Here you move by faith. Amen. Which is what life is about. It is all about faith. It is all about moving where you can't see, believing God that it's going to be. Amen. And this whole life is the process of that, of growing into the God person. It is not a race to accumulate a bunch of stuff and to leave a earthly legacy for men to look at and say, oh, who was that? You know, I still didn't get a chance when I was downtown to take a picture of this general sitting on a statue that nobody knows. You know, if you had to win a game and guess his name, I don't think anybody in the city would guess. But they call that a legacy. You know, I want to read a legacy that everybody can have. And we're going to the book of Revelation, chapter 5, and I believe verse 8. And these are the things that matters to God. And hallelujah. It says, and when he had taken the book, this is the angel talking about that. This is John. Okay, let me catch y'all up, because I know I meet new people all the time, and I thank God for them. Hallelujah. Okay, the book of Revelation was written by the Apostle John. It's a fantastic story. If you buy a copy of Fox Book of Martyrs, you'll get the details on how he ended up on the Isle of Patmos. John was the first one to experience the hot tub. You know, they tried to kill him and they failed, so they decided that they couldn't poison him and nothing. I mean, it was just, it's a story in there you got to read. So they called themselves going to boil him in oil, and they set him in the oil, and he just sat back and relaxed, and he didn't boil. So the king banned him to the Isle of Patmos, and that's when God gave him this book. So right now, the fifth chapter is where the trouble begins. If you want to know what's going to happen if you miss the rapture, you need to start reading from the fifth to the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. The end time, the return of Christ comes in three parts. One part, part one, is going to be the rapture, which is could be any day now. You know, this is the first time in my 45 years as a Christian that I've heard all the prophets, including the Pope, read it. This is the last days. And I mean, there's always been debates, but now the only debate is, can they pick a date? And really, I think all if they're really that concerned about it, all they do is if they fast, God will probably, he won't give them the day because Jesus has already said, you ain't going, you'll know the month. He said you might know the year. He did. He said no man know the day or the hour. Think about that. He left out the week, the month, and the year. But if you can't see right now that these are the last days, people are doing stupid. We have exceeded the stupid. Of all the stupid I've seen in the Bible, we have far out exceeded that. There are no transgenders in the Bible, no men trying to make a man a woman. They were treating men like women. God outlawed that. They have been doing that. That's what brought the flood. Jesus said that's what they were doing, such as it was in the days of Noah, such as it was during Lot. Satan ain't got no new game because we ain't changed. We ain't going to change until Jesus come back. But anyway, so John is writing here, and I just want to get on this one little part because we're talking about, see, because, you know, the world try to make you think that praise and prayer is insignificant because they're stuck on one thing, on idolatry, you know, accumulating stuff. And now all that stuff is eroding. It's falling apart on them. We just had three banks closed. You know, this is March 14, 2023, in case somebody's watching this after the rapture and they think it's recent. I think the next major market collapse will be caused by the rapture. And I ain't got time to explain all that. I might do a video on that, you know. I'm contemplating that. I do as the Lord lead. But I want you to know what happened with prayer. You know, and see, and this is the thing. You gotta set your mind to the magnitude that this life is about. You're dealing with an omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God that knows everything. That's why the Bible is the only book on the planet that tells you the future. This is why we know what's happening. We ain't guessing. You know, I mean, we don't have. God gave us enough details for us to know. It's time to get your mind right, boss. I'm telling you. All right, but in John chapter 5, he says, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Y'all know who that is because it's a capital L in my Bible. And have every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. See? Now, I want to go to the 8th chapter of the book of Revelation. I believe that's where I want to go. Where are my notes at? Man, stuff just already. Because I just wrote it down. Oh, yeah, 8, chapter 8. That's a deep chapter there. That's where that asteroid that's coming to Earth falls to Earth. But I'm not going to be dealing with that. Y'all need to check that out. It's called Apophis, A-P-O-A-P-H-I-S. Don't be here. Don't get left behind. It says, and I saw, reading in verse 2, Revelation chapter 8, starting with verse 2. It says, and I saw the seven angels which stood before God. Oh, man. Ooh, let me get on. And to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. In verse 4, and the smoke of the incense, which came up, came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Okay? And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth, and there were voices and thundering and lightnings and an earthquake. Now, even though that's talking about during the tribulation period, the beginning of the tribulation period, you need to understand that who we are in Christ as children, one of our role, our primary role is the royal priesthood. And that's in, let's read that. You have to understand, I have, for those that are just tuning in, if you look through my profile, look through my videos, you'll find teachings on that royal priesthood and on prayer because right now in this time, if you don't know how to pray, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. I'm telling you, the people in the saints in California are suffering unnecessarily, and it is on them. It ain't on God. And I'll get Timothy. That ain't what I want. okay. If, you know, because they have power. We have access. See, we don't. Jesus had the fullness of the Spirit. We get enough. Because we are, Jesus also, you got to understand who he was. He was God manifest in the flesh. He had 100% use of his faculties, unlike us with 15%. He can read people's mind. Nobody else can do that but God. So you really got to get a picture of, see, because we, look at how we're struggling with this reality. You got, I just want to use the term 7/8. I don't know if millennials know what that means. I'm just kidding. Let me leave them alone. They're my people too. You know, 70%, 80% of people on the earth don't pray and don't believe in God. Don't believe in the one, the only God. That, you know, there are people that hate the fact that we say God is our God is the only God. That all them other millions of gods out there ain't a God. No, they ain't. They ain't them but demons. And that's just another word for dummy. But anyway, and then if I offended you, I offended you. Forgive me. It just goes with the territory, you know. But here in Peter is talking to the saints, and he is saying, you also are lively stones, spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Hold on, man. Listen, the more I get the revelation of this, man, the harder it gets for me to just, I'll just be, I don't know. You know, people that don't have, if this is religion to you, that says that you disconnected from God. And your focus is you're caught up in idolatry. You don't have the richness of the glory of God in you, as you should. See, God give you enough for you to build on. And if you don't build on that, that's on you. Because I'm telling you, when I read the word, I get joy. When I go to church and I hear the word, I get joy. Even when I had to go, alleluia, and that means that God said something through the Holy Spirit, through the man or woman of God that cut me to the quick, that I was wrong about it, I need to correct, okay? You know, but this is, it's an interesting life, but this, sometimes if you just take time to listen and to look, you will see it. And in verse 9, and I don't want to get off on what I'm on right now, it says, but you are a chosen generation. If you worry about being chosen, well, you're a chosen generation. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Because if God hadn't called you, you wouldn't have came. And if he didn't keep you, you couldn't stay. I'm telling you, listen, there's a real God and there's a real devil. Listen, we are in something tremendous here. Listen, we're dealing with God who has no limit on his IQ. We can't even, there's no measuring that, you know. And then you're dealing with Satan, whose IQ is, I say 2,500. Some folk think more, but the fact of the matter is he has a total lack of wisdom because he got kicked out of heaven. How dumb is that? All right. So like I said, last week we were talking about praise, and in Psalm 100, I believe verse 4, it says, enter into his courts with thanksgiving. You know, those of us that pray daily, when we start the day out, you praise God. How can you not? I'm telling you, do some outreach. Get out somewhere and somebody, call some of your relatives that you know don't believe in God and just listen to them. And listen to their complaints, but then, you know, and then just pray for them. You know, if they'll take prayer right then, that'll be good because it'll go right in their spirit. But if not, amen, pray for them. Like that prayer I prayed at the beginning. Pray that God give them the intelligence of his wisdom, because they can't ascend to that. There's college professors that are befuddled by this. Yeah, that's a word. Look it up. Amen. Cognition ain't in the Bible yet, in the dictionary yet, but befuddled is. But listen, they struggle with this. They call this, what I think about, what I just read in the book of Revelation, they call that a fantasy. It's mythological. That's because they have no connection with God. You can't know this without the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, you just can't know that. Think about that. The more I think about who the Holy Spirit is, see, if I could probably run and jump on and jump across a bunch of mountains, people with that would, no, they got it. He know we'd do some dumb stuff with it. He know that. That's why he got it on lock. He knows. This is why, but see, the one introduction to this power is praise and prayer. See, a thing about a praise is like, think about it, when the devil's going, you start praising him, that's like you, just imagine, it's one of them Marvel characters where I guess he heats up, you know, and he can get real hot and throw fireballs. When you start praising God, that's what demons expend. You start revving up and you start heating up and they can't touch you, see. Listen, I'm telling you, listen, you're going to have trouble in this life. Jesus said, you shall have tribulation. Okay, you shall. That means it's going to happen. Why? Because you don't know how much strength you have until there's pressure against it and you push back. And God expects you to push back. See, when I listen to what the folks say, I can tell when I've seen these different tragedies. And people ask why God, Christians now, asking why God let that happen. God didn't let it happen. You let it happen. I'm telling you. Listen, I live near, I'm about 200 yards from a creek bed, right? And flooding was a common thing, okay? Now, not far, I would say about 4 or 5 miles to the west of me. Is a city, Dearborn Heights, and one couple of summers ago, they were flooded out. I mean, I got an inch of water, about a little bit of water in my basement, but where that same creek that's 200 yards from me ran up over the top into their neighborhoods. Okay. And then, I mean, I drove through it because I was having to be out, and I drove through it. I'll never forget that because I took pictures. And I'm not talking about that wasn't the one in 2014. I'm just talking about the one that was about 2019, 20, somewhere in there was recent. Okay? But now, if you ask God to do something that he has empowered you to do, guess what's going to happen? Nothing. This is something people got to learn and understand. This, you had to get taught right, because right now, from the prophets, from the men of God, men and women of God that I've heard from, and that they don't even know each other, said the same thing, and that's what God does. And his word was, listen, time for you to go to work, time for you to do what you've been taught to do, time for you to do the word. You've been sitting in church getting it, so now you're going to have to put it to work. And nothing to make you get it right like having to go through it. Then, you know, and then again, I guarantee you, do the word you've been taught. And if you don't know, that's why they have pastors. And pastors have a crew, ministers. Talk to them. He has taught them so they can teach you. See, you got to use the word of God. That's the main thing you got to remember about prayer. You got to pray the word of God. First of all, you got to qualify for prayer. Everybody, because you're a good person, you born, you came up out your mama's womb, that does not qualify you to pray. That does not, because you got to understand the structure of life, okay? This is the reality of life. God created the world. He created Adam. He gave Adam dominion. That's Genesis 1:26. Adam sinned. Satan took over from there. So to get your ground back, you got to, the only way you can get your ground back these days is you have to come be born again. You were born in sin. You have to be born again. And that's a simple process. That's what, when that prayer that we offer at the end of each video, each church service, that's all it takes. That's the process that God puts you through. It don't take 9 months. And you ain't got to go through a whole lot of pain. But that right there puts you in back into the family, the fullness of God. That right there is a tremendous act to be so simple. God understands this, but see, we're just beginning to understand it. And again, if we understood a lot, we would begin what's in Revelation chapter 21, the new heaven and the new earth, right after Jesus comes back. But when he comes back, we're going to spend 1,000 years on this planet and the rest of the universe. Okay, we will be able to intergalactically travel then. But it'll be a whole different function of life. But why? 1,000 years. See, so here, this here initiates you. Well, I told you last week, if you praise God, Ephesians 5:18, you're going to communicate directly with him. That ain't going to the church. That's going to God. See, and I see people, man, we had a high time Sunday, and see, in the high time, you can feel the presence of God. It just was off the train. And then when you in a church where praise is free, see, y'all folk that can get to church on time, but you just dragging around because you really, Satan has convinced you to miss that first part that you think is a commercial or something. When they open up with prayer and praise, listen, you have been robbed big time because God dropped more revelation directly into your spirit during them first few songs at the beginning of the service before the man of God get up and speak than all the whole message of the man of God. Because, see, God can then deal with you as an individual. The pastor can't deal with you as an individual unless you come to his office and make an appointment to see him. Then he got to go and pray if God haven't already given him a word to get it. God can drop it right in your spirit. You open in your, you know, when God first expressed that to me, Ephesians 5:18, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the spirit. He showed me like this little bird, you know, baby bird, being fed with his mouth wide open and his mama dropping a worm in there. It's kind of nasty, but that's it. It says when I open my mouth to praise God, he drops something in me. And I've noticed from experience. That's why I'm so into that, because I know from experience. And I mean, this is, I can be working on a car and just need a revelation from God on how to fix it. And I'm telling you, in the way these cars have changed, even when you go to school, they change by the time you be done got out of school. I'm telling you. But God know everything. He know everything. You can use this to best your life, see? And you really need it. If you got children, you really need to understand this, because people are, we recently had the Uvalde incident and other incidents. I think we're up to about 90 mass murders already. Mass, meaning 3 and 4 or more people being killed at one time by some demon-led person. You know, it's something. You can do this. This is vital. I can't stress that too much. This is vital, to go days without communicating with God. See, when you praising God, you will feel something in your senses and something ain't right. And my heart goes out to y'all that want to set limits on how to communicate with God. I'm telling you, see, but this is powerful. But that praise, and if you just be still when that's happening, you stop, pay attention. And God will alert you to what's going on. See, he'll communicate where you are, okay? And it helps when you advance yourself to the next level, to the pure prayer. Pure prayer is when you're praying in the spirit, but I'm not going to talk about that, all right? All right? But that helps, but either way it goes. You don't want to go every day. How do you go every day without talking to God? Listen, set your watch. Yeah. It's such a watch. Now, the devil will make you think 3 minutes of praising God is a long time. But during that whole 3 minutes, there is an exchange. There is an exchange. You know, I knew this great man of God. I didn't know him because he was born about 30 years before I was even born, or actually 50. Smith Wigglesworth. You know what? He just praised God for 10 minutes a day. And this guy, God used him to raise the dead, heal sick people. I mean, he just did great and marvelous thing, and this man couldn't even read. But he spent time with God. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Not 10 hours, not 40 days fasting and praying. man, 10 minutes. He did fasting, he did praying, but not 40 days. People, I see people doing all kind of stuff that God ain't told them to do, and they get nothing out of it. I'm telling you, right now, God is looking for people that are yielded to him. I had to learn. I can't tell you what God does for me to let me know that if I'm in the supermarket that I should lay hands on a person specifically, you know, because God is not going to let people, you know how you get these situations where God does something for somebody and then somebody else going to try to do the same thing? See, that's how religion gets started. They create their own little religious thing and say, if you do this, this is why they get that. You know, if you send me $10, I'm going to send you this prayer cloth because it worked one time, and then it never worked again, okay? So, you gotta be conscious of that. Apostle Paul did that. That's where they get that from. But, see, you have to know for yourself. That's another thing about being in tune with God. God does. He's notorious for doing weird stuff, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, he's notorious for it. Why? Because what that does is allegiance you to God. See, he don't want you to be allegiance to a doctrine that he hasn't written. His doctrines are in the Bible, specific things. And there are times when he will go outside of that circle, okay? Because right now, like with the woman of the well, the woman that sold the oil, okay, back in during Elisha's time, you know, I ain't got no pots of oil to sell. You know, I could start a small olive oil factory or something, but that was specific for her, okay? Again, praise will do that for you, okay? And again, praise is like a muscle. You develop that, but start out. Don't go every day. That's a habit. Just like you have a habit of not praising God, you create a habit of praising God. Just stop, because that tells him where you are on the faith level, that you believe he is. See, anybody say they praise God, they go every day without. If I ask you and you say you go every day, and if I ask you how often you praise God and you tell me once a week, you're just religious. He's your, man, what's that song, I Am a Friend of God? Come on now. Come on, really? All right. So we talked about that. Praise draws the presence of God. I want to look at something else while we're talking about that. You know, again, like I said, the people in California, if you're listening to this, you need to get on your knees before God and ask him what you need to say to stop that. I can tell you really right now, first off, you got to be in alignment with God. If you're out of alignment, get back in alignment, repent, and then ask God to forgive, and then just start speaking. When the winds show up, anything out of the ordinary, okay, when it's abnormal, there's normal weather patterns, but abnormal, like a river rain, that's abnormal. You can speak, and God will do one of two things. Either tell you what you need to do to get, he'll tell you to get up out of there, because we are in an age of judgment. That has been official since 2020. We are in an age of judgment. That's something else to consider. And as a result, you know, and I'm so far off of my message, a lot of people, you can, but still, God, I've seen situations, there's situations, I remember looking at this picture of this neighborhood where the water level didn't even come up. I mean, I'm like, them the praying folk. Around them is water everywhere, but they got like, their street wet, but not inches of water, not feet of water. See, I've seen that before. I've seen that before. I remember seeing a block look like a nuclear bomb hit it, and there's one house was standing because the tornadoes, plural, went through, tore up everything, but they said this crazy woman, they call her, she ain't crazy now, was standing out on her porch with her arms spread out. See, and when I see, I'm telling you, I've been through this. I've been through it. I was with my, I don't know if my sons remember this, but it was. I had a maroon color like Lincoln with a beige top, and we were coming back from swimming, and a tornado was passing by. It was kind of fun to watch at first, you know, But then it got a little close and it started shaking that car. That car was weighing like 5,800 pounds. It was shaking it. I'm like, okay, Lord, you can send that on, not fun over. And I'm telling you, this is what this life is about. This is what it's about. This is what training day, that's why I call it training day. You're learning how to operate in the power that is within you. Man is a spirit. You're a spirit with a mind, will, and emotion, and you live inside the body. If God had let you outside of there, if he had made Adam outside his body and didn't build him a soul zone, Adam would have been equal to God. Now, people can challenge that, but it's too late now, because God knew what to do from day one. He knows his creation, but he knows that we don't know. Look at what people do with power. Now, I said all that to get around to praise. We're talking about praise. That's your entry, okay? And now, that don't mean every time you pray, you drive in your car, you got to stop and start praising God before you pray. Like, for instance, last night when I saw a police car coming, I was going down the freeway and it was going the opposite way, and I seen the flashing light. I know when that flashing light, the different code signs, when he got the siren on, that's code one. He's got to get there quick. So I command angels to go and protect him, you know? And we have that. That's vital. We have that power. Only the body of Christ has that authority. It doesn't even matter if he's saved or not. I can command angels to encamp around about him and protect him and believe God for a peaceful resolution. See, this is the thing. This is where I'm trying. This ain't the way that this was going, but it's going. But to any man, I always say God had your way. So the point is, we have the authority. Everything going on, all this nuttiness going on in the world is simply from a lack of prayer, saints. We got to be on our case. When you see TV and you see a crime committed and they don't have a solution and they don't have a suspect, you pray and ask the God of justice and righteousness to send the Holy Spirit and angels to assist the police to find that individual that he can be prosecuted, that he'll know of the God that sits high and looks low on the affairs of men and will serve justice on those who do evil. And write it down and watch what happens. Watch what happened. You had to start watching the news. I know that's kind of challenging so you'll get the results. But you're going to find if more of us did that, we'd have a real low crime rate. We control. We have authority over Satan. This is what prayer is about. Now, I have to give you this little note. When you start punching Satan in the face with prayer, he's going to try to punch you back. If he can't get at you, he's going to try to get at your children. But pray. That's whenever he shows up, you double down on him. You put it back on him. You keep the word of the promise. Amen. you spit the word out on him. Amen. I got some videos on that, on how to on the Ephesians prayer. You can take the promises of God. There are books out on it. You know, there's a bunch of effectual prayer books now. There's effectual prayer for the father, the mother, the son, and everything else. But understand, you have that level of power. This is what's going on right now. Right now, what we don't pray don't get done. Ukraine, okay? My prayer for them is that they continue to get a revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, what that is you got, that means basically they got to learn how to pray, and my pastor's gone over there, some other men of God have gone over there, that they have to pray according to the word. Rubbing beads, calling on Mary, ain't going to stop Putin. See, that's what's going on. See, listen. God knows what's going on. He's given us authority. He's given us power. And if we try to make up some stuff and do it our way, we'll find out what the difference is between the Burger King and the King of Kings. At the Burger King, you can have it your way. But with the King of Kings, you got to do it his way. And this is critical. People ask God, I hear it all the time, ask God to do something that they need to speak against. Because when they do that, they'll begin to realize the power that they have, and it affects their life. It affects mine. And I'm just flesh like everybody else. Well, I ain't just flesh, but I'm flesh with God and the Holy Ghost and all that. But still, I'm not something abnormal, but, you know, I know this works. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about it. I wouldn't be talking about it. I'm telling you, this is how things work. And right now, if you're not issuing commands for protection over your household and over your family and even over your neighborhood, you control your zone. You know the limits of your zone because that's it. And that's the reason why you're limited to your zone is because you're a conipotent or coney present. That's the coney present, okay? C-O-N-I-P-I-E-S-E-N-T, okay? That's the word God gave me, and then the folks at the dictionary say when y'all start using it a lot, they'll put it in the dictionary. Okay, conipresent, conipotent, cognition. You have a limited mind. What they say, you use 15% of your mind. Imagine what would happen if you use 50 or 100. That's why we're going to spend 1,000 years here. But right now, God will let you see, and right now, God is allowing us more. Okay, again, you know, I have a Generac. You know, I had a pull-up starter, but my wife can't operate that, and I'm getting around more and going out more. God is doing some things, so she needs something that works for her, and that's all good. Okay, but, you know, I'm not going through what I went through before. Man, I know my authority. And again, how you going to know unless you try it? That's the way it is. You know, that's the way it is. You got to step out in faith. Amen. You know, I remember when I built my first car motor. It lasted a little while. But then, I decided I'd go talk to somebody that's an expert at it. I went and got the class. And then it was really some minor information that I didn't have, that, you know, I didn't read in the book I was reading. See, but now I understand that, you know. And it's really not that deep. And that's, but again, you learn these things, everything you learn by, it's not trial or error, it's trial and learn, you know. God will bless you. If you apply yourself to this, I'm telling you, you really want to, because saints, it is not going to get better, it's going to get worse. The Bible describes it as a woman, like a woman having a baby, okay, woman in travail. Having a baby, and the closer it gets to that new birth, the closer we get to that new life, the greater the pain. I mean, look at what's going on. I think, 2021, they had 690 mass shootings, and 2022, I forgot to check, but the last time I checked, it was like 640 mass shootings. And you get people that doing it because there's not enough prayer for them. The crime. See, you got to understand, we hold the key, and God going to hold us accountable for it. We will answer to God for all the prayers we didn't pray, for all the words we didn't give. I'm telling you, that's what our judgment is at the Bema, the Bema seat of Christ. We'll have to answer, because to not pray, is James 4:17. To know to do good and do it not to them, it is sin. And that's the sin of omission. That carries the same weight as a sin of commission, okay? Because nobody else has this power and authority, and God didn't do that for nothing. And I'm getting through here, okay? So we done covered the fact that we are the royal priesthood of God. And listen at this. Hebrews 7:25, it says that Jesus lived to intercede for us. Now, Jesus don't pray for what's going on in Ecorse, Michigan. Okay, that's my job. Okay, that's Pastor O's job, and all the saints that live in Ecorse and whatever city you live in, and whatever zone God give you to pray over. Okay, your block. All right, but see, he's the one that intercedes for us. He's the one that approaches God for us. So we should have that same love for our fellow man. Okay, that's powerful. You know, a person don't get saved until one of us asks God to save them. That's a tremendous responsibility. Because, see, we are Christ's body in the earth. You got to get that. God don't do anything in the earth. I mean, he does it through man. That's evident. And if man don't do or cooperate, then it don't get done. It ain't on God, because he'll be able to show you in his word where he did what he said he was going to do. Believe me, I'm telling you. Listen, you can't ascend to this by that. It's obvious you can't ascend to this, because people tried and they failed gloriously. You know, you come up with you know, the mad monk like Rasputin or something like that, and all these other old crazy useless doctors. And people are finding right now, it's the, I heard somebody's teaching on talking about the separation of the wheat from the tare. That's what's going on. It's going to get deeper. Because, see, like I said, hard times ain't the worst. It's the good time that's coming that's going to get the most people. And you still got to have your focus on the things of God. All right? So, I mean, think about that. Let's read. This is a familiar scripture, 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. It is, it says, I'm going to read out of KJV, because it's a, you say, I exhort therefore, you know, I strongly encourage you that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving up thanks be made for all men. Listen, see, that's to the church. That's not to those outside the body of Christ, okay? It says, it goes on, it says, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. This is why every day, you know, I've been taught to pray from east to west. You know, we start out, I pray for China. As you see, if you're watching the video, you see I have a map behind me. And I pray for China, Russia. Because there's saints over there, you know, and in the Middle East, in India, there's more people getting saved in the Middle East than in America. Because the Americans have become just so, I don't know what to say what they are, but they are so caught up in their idolatry that they can't see God. They want more of stuff. And now it's being taken away from them. Like I said, we just had three banks fail. That's just the beginning, because there's a plan and all that, man. Them guys know how to do banking. They've been doing banking. The banking industry ain't just start. You know, this ain't 1929. They just fooling. But all that's part of the last days. Count on, I'm telling you, we in the last days, and you want to spend more time with God. You want to spend more time. Listen, it's just talk to God. You ain't got to go, oh, Lord, I hear you, and I want you to hear me, Lord. And my God, listen, just talk to God. He's your father. How you talk to your father? If you've ever had a chance, I know a lot of people never had a chance to talk to their father, but tell him. God say, bring him in remembrance of his word. See, that's the whole point. That's what the whole point is. Now, again, he says, let me, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. Notice that he said, he started out, he told who to pray? The church. The body of Christ. Okay, what's going on in Washington? When they make a bad decision, that's going to be on us. You see, listen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principality and spiritual wickedness in high places, all right? But again, it's sad. I know everybody in Washington claim they're Christian except for a few folk, and the reason they're that way is because they don't know how to effectively use the power of God. They're just focused on, if I think I'm good, I'll go to heaven. Well, I got news for them. It ain't that way. It ain't that way. Oh, man, the rapture gonna reveal a lot of things about people. And I'm telling you, it's critical now. We are in the red zone. The red zones, there are five zones, and the red zone is when you need to be on all. You need to be all aware of what's going on. We are far past white and green, all right? So Paul is here telling us. Now, this supplication is a strong admonition, and you do that. It's more effective when you find Word of God. But really, I've been giving it to you all the time. again, the simplest is the spirit of wisdom. I pray that prayer probably 10, 15 times a day for people, on an average. Really, I do. Because, you know, like I said, I do Uber for an outreach. I'd rather sit at home and trade the market. It's a lot less time consuming. I don't have to deal with people. I picked up with a guy that needed a whole lot of prayer because I had to go and wipe my seats down after he got out, you know. And I know he's, you know, and I know that when you run into a person that has a strong foul odor about him, know this, they are suffering. That's the early stages of depression, okay? And some people linger in depression when they stop caring about their own welfare to that degree that they just smelling up the place. So don't just cast them to the side, hold your nose and get someplace and pray for them. Again, they can't deal with that spirit. Just as an FYI, see, a lot of things, see, in my family, you got to live right. My mother gave the devil hell. My grandfather just was considered, as far as Satan was considered, my grandfather, Johnny Maddox, was a terrorist. That man, I was fortunate enough to receive. He introduced me to a whole nother level of learning the Bible. I didn't know there were commentaries. He introduced me to something that was just, I mean, that man was, woo, he was another whole, I really regret that I didn't get to spend more time when I got the revelation of who God is. I mean, it just was just, I was just outdone. But I could not just sit and just be at the minimum from that point on. I couldn't because I saw that he was so into the things of God. He didn't care about the rest of the world. He really didn't. But I remember as a little boy, my mother left me there because they was going grocery shopping and they didn't want to, and so he was my babysitter. And I remember having to kneel down and pray. As a little boy, I must have been, I was beyond, before school age. That's how far back I can remember. But I remember that. It was noontime. You know, Holy Ghost brought that memory back. And I remember because he walked me up to where he used to work at, old railroad. But I remember all that, see. And again, I remember seeing him at praying at church. This is powerful. But this is why we didn't have the problems we had then. This is why I got to go to Kroger. I got to take a 40 cal in there because I got to be concerned about, I don't carry a gun for me. And I'm, you know, and even though I'm wanting to try some things on the spiritual level, but I have to be conscious of that. Now, ain't nobody ever shot up a Kroger from the time I could ever remember in my lifetime till recently this stupid start. You could go to the movies and leave the movies, and you didn't worry about nobody shooting up the theaters, and we came up with a bunch of thugs and gangs. That was just something they didn't even do. You didn't worry about going. You had school fights after school, but nobody shot up the school. That is simply the result. But now, let me tell you what the difference is. Everybody went to college and some idiot told them there is no God, prove there's God. God don't prove himself to a fool. Why would he waste his time? He ain't gonna even, he like, that dummy gonna die anyway. If somebody don't stop his intercede for him and he don't get delivered, he gonna get proof. You know, you tell me to prove, I'm gonna take a 9mm, shoot yourself in the head. You'll find out there's a God. Because if you don't believe all that you see and all that life is, ain't nothing I got for you. But again, this is why Paul tells us to pray for those in authority. Pray for them because they don't know nothing about the demonic world. They don't know. They don't believe that. See, but again, this is God. Understand, God could have made this heaven. He could have made it without no problems. He could have killed Satan as soon as he rebelled. He could have stopped that action, but he didn't. Think about that. Do the math. He didn't. He let him exist. That's because you are a type of creation that is different than angels. And a little bit different than God. But you created, you made in the image and likeness. The image we are very familiar with. The likeness, that's where the trouble gets. The likeness is what it gets you, determines whether or not you go to hell. That's the key right there. And that's what I'm trying. And again, you may, if they've taught, see, if people think prayer is just some religious, see, they think prayer, when you talk about praying, they think you're just going to go, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. No, that's an outline of prayer. And next week, we're going to get into Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17. That's the Lord's prayer. You know, most people ain't even read. It's sad. I started out asking people, have you read the whole Bible? Then back then, there was carrying Bibles everywhere, riding around on a dashboard like it would keep the police and demons away, but it draws them. Then when I got to know all the time, I started asking, well, have you read the whole New Testament? You know, I'm watching you in church, you're singing, dancing, and you ain't read the whole New Testament. So now I'm asking, have you read the whole gospel? Read a book. The book of Jude is only one chapter. Amos, Obadiah, just pick a short book. But come on now, if you read, you know, I every now and then you get these people that are concerned about the lost books of the Bible. I've never met a person concerned about the lost book that read all of the found books. So how you going to compare? What you looking for? They're hoping to find that they don't have to live according to the word of God. That's what they're trying, that we done made up some stuff and say you got to live right. But see, this is the other thing about prayer. Prayer is conditional. God's love for you is unconditional, but prayer is conditional. Now, number one is you got to be in Christ. Okay? Number two, you got to watch your mouth. You can't pray about something and then curse it yourself. Okay? That includes a person. You can't pray about a person and curse them, you know? I can't pray for a certain politician or a politician, any of them, and then turn around and call them butt brains, okay? I can't do that, okay? I got to be in alignment with God. I mean, I can't be in unforgiveness. I got to do what the words say. I got to follow the ordinances of God when it comes to giving. You know, I got to pursue the will of God. That means that comes in handy with, challenging when you marry. You know, that means you got to, your wife say something that you in your spirit, you already prepared a word, or your mind to prepare the word, and then the Holy Ghost say, don't say that. Just shut up. That's pursuit of the will of God, letting God's word, and his word is his will. Okay, that comes with dealing with people. You know, it's a lot of people alive. I would have been then shot at it if it wasn't for the word of God. You know, this challenge. Okay, that's good. Now grant yourself, God, particularly if you're new, or the fact that every day is different. But God, he expects you to recover, repent, and ask for forgiveness. He demands accountability. And if you do that, God casts his you'll see it as far as the east from the west. He don't remember no more. Okay? So don't get caught up into, well, I count them. People do that. Let me see. I do number one, number two, number three. No, listen. If you that's the other thing about staying close to God. He will let you know when you off. Believe me, he'll let you know. You'll sense in your spirit. When you have peace all the time and then there's no peace, Colossians 3:15, then you know something wrong. Then you need to get with God. It may be something you did. It may not be something you did. But, you know, bottom line is he will work with you at your level, okay? He not going to work with you at my level. I've been at this 45 years. I don't get to get away with stuff, okay? But he ain't going to take a new person and expect, that's like, we don't expect a baby to act like a grown person, you know? So, I mean, but again, I can't express how critical this time in history is. If you can't see how significant it is, if you're going without praying, if you're going without asking God for your blessing, if you're not commanding angels to protect your children, you're setting yourself up for heartbreak. Because I'm telling you, it is going to get worse. Now, in the going to get worse, you can have peace in the midst of the storm. But you got to be in tune with God. And two things will get you there. Praising God. Because listen, with God, he tell you, if you come to praise him and something out of order, that's going to be corrected first. See, there's an order to this process. Amen. It ain't just happenstance. Well, anyway, we didn't come to another marvelous close, and we're just going to give people an opportunity to get that first step done because things are getting ready to kick up into high gear. This is going to be, I've expected 2023 to be a unique year, and it hasn't let me down yet. Anyway, but the first thing you got to do is this simple process. This is what being born again. All you have to do is pray this prayer. And when you begin with the words, Father God, when you say that, you enter into the womb. Amen. Father God, I believe the word, the Bible is your word. I believe you are the only true God. I believe that Jesus is your son. And I believe you sent him to die for our sin. And I acknowledge that I was born in sin. And I ask forgiveness for my sin. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. And I believe in my heart, and I say with my mouth, I am saved, I am born again. And I thank you for it. And I thank you for forgiveness in Jesus' name. Now you're out the womb, brand new, born into the kingdom of God. You have access to all the privileges and rights. And again, when you're new at it, got to give you leeway. I know that from experience, too. I know that from experience. But there's lots of information out there. You can go to the Running for Christ website. There's about 1,000 radio messages on there. Books, Pastor O has. And, I have a book out. My book is a training manual for new believers, basically. That's what it boils down to. It's called The Millennial Guide to Christianity Without Religion. Okay? You can get it on Amazon, all right? And that, too, also, if you linking in through the radio and you got access to the Internet, support Running for Christ Ministries. I know some of y'all in countries where you probably don't even have a dollar. Believe God for a dollar, Believe that as a seed. One day I'm going to teach on the process of giving because that's another aspect of faith right there. That's one of the things that you want to do that you don't want to be when you can do. Do. When you can give, give. Don't, listen, God, Jesus showed that he looks at the heart, not the amount. Okay? Amen. Well, anyway, just know this. Prayer is God trusting you with his power. Prayer works by faith. Faith works by love, and God is love. Shalom. Be blessed. See you next week.
Use my brain for you and use it to write songs for you. You're getting all of the best of me, cause I'm giving all of the best of me. Oh love, my heart's only built for two. You won't wear me up cause I'm the perfect shoe. You're getting all of the best of me, cause I'm giving all of my best. On the truth in me, you light up my heart with possibility. I'm getting everything I need, cause you're giving everything to me. You are forever in my destiny, woven into it like a tapestry. Your love is everything to me, cause you're giving everything I need. Trust me, I'm gonna let it shine if you keep.